Long time no see, huh? Wait. I know I hurt you, okay? I can still read minds, you know. Listen, I'm sorry for what I've done. That's actually why I'm here. Can I come in? I won't force you, but please, hear me out. Thank you. Tea? Oh, yes, please. You're still courteous, even in this awkward situation, huh? The world truly doesn't deserve you. I hope I do, though. No, I didn't say anything. Thanks for the tea. Right, so what I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry for what I did. I really am. I know I made you feel like you weren't good enough. But you are. It wasn't you. It was me. I know, it's that classic bullshit phrase, but this time it's true. Look, you probably think you were just another quick fuck for me. Just another pretty, subby piece of human flesh for me to subdue. Someone I'd just fuck to get myself off before I'd leave, breaking all those little promises of infinity. And to be perfectly honest, when I met you, I thought the same. Yeah, I'm not very proud of that chapter of my life. You're not half as pissed as I expected you to be. I'm glad. You always were kinder than I'd expect. Thank you for that. I really would deserve your scorn, though. It's the only way I knew how to have sex, you know. Just meaningless one-night stands without any attachment. But with you, it was different. I've thought a lot about why, but I only have a few hunches. After our first night together, I began feeling something for you. I cared for you. I still do. But back then, it scared the shit out of me. It sounds really stupid, I know, but when you're born with my kind of abilities, you get used to being more powerful than everyone around you. And then, without even knowing, you acquired the power to break my heart. And while I loved being with you, I couldn't stand that. It was too much for me. So I left the next day. I guess I was weak after all. Ironic, isn't it? A superhuman with intimacy issues. I know. I'm not normal by any stretch of the imagination. If you want me to leave, I'll do it. No mind tricks are pinning you against the wall. Not until you want it. If you never want to see me again, I get that. It's your choice, and I'll respect it. You want me to stay? You're right, I do have more to tell you. But I figured if you hated me, I'd just give you some closure and leave you alone. I'm glad you don't, though. Really, really glad. Okay, so after I left you, after I ran away, I just felt this yearning for you. I couldn't make sense of it. I was still so afraid of it, not that I'd care to admit it then. So I tried to get it out of my system like a petulant little girl. I even tried conjuring a carbon copy of you to quench the thirst. Yeah, in hindsight, that's as psycho as it sounds. Again, I can leave if you're uncomfortable. It's fine, really? Fuck, I love you. Oh shit, sorry. I'm a bit of a mess right now, if you can't tell. So, where was I? Right. I tried to clone you. I even animated it to make it move like you, talk like you. But it wasn't the same. Not even close. It wasn't alive. It wasn't you. I mean, duh, the idea itself was insane, I know. So after I had disposed of the clone and sworn to myself that I'd never do anything quite that stupid again, I decided to actually face my fears. Would you believe I actually went to therapy? Yeah, I told the therapist all about my powers, all about you, all about what I'd felt. Of course, I had to wipe her memory after that. Now she thinks I'm just the CEO of a huge company. Underselling myself, I know. Anyway, I learned that I have to be vulnerable to love. That I have to open up and let someone else, let you have the power to choose. Or to reject me. And I hate that. But you're worth it. So if just one time in my life, and it will be just this once, I'll be vulnerable with you. You can have my heart all poured out into your living room. I love you, you little, powerless, beautiful human being. And I want to be with you again. For real this time. Will you give me a second chance? Thank you. You're proud of me? No one has ever actually said that to me. Thank you. But never say something like that to me again. Look, just because I opened up to you doesn't mean I'm not going to be just as dominant with you as last time. If anything, I'll be even harsher, so you don't get any ideas. And you'd like that too, wouldn't you? Of course you do. I'll be in your head the entire time, so if you're ever uncomfortable, I'll know. But I'll make sure you're exactly where you want to be. Where you belong. Do you want me to begin? Great. Good boy. Close your eyes. Feel my hand wrap around your throat. It's just there to hold you, to guide you. No squeezing. Yet. That's a good boy. Just let me push you down to your knees. Ah, that's better. Exactly how I like you. You found my Achilles heel, you know? Even worse, you are my Achilles heel. So I suppose I'll have to protect you. And to keep you safe and close to me, so no one ever gets to use you against me. Are you ready to invite me into your mind and body now? Good boy. But call me mistress next time. Open your eyes and look into mine. Let me in. Look. Deep into my irises, can you spot my essence? Like little drops of ink and water, all the way behind my pupil. You see it, don't you? Floating, swimming almost. Focus on it. Yearn for it.
You want me?
Pull it into you.
Let me in.
It's okay. Coming closer.
You want me.
I'm coming closer.
You want me.
You want it to enter you.
Just let me in.
To infect you.
Mine.
To make you mine.
Mine. Go under. Let me in.
There it goes.
Let me in.
All up in your eyes now. You can close them, dear. Huh. I guess your head isn't just pretty from the outside. I'm gonna feel so very at home in here. And now, I think it's time for you to properly welcome your mistress. You're already kneeling, so I'm just going to spread my legs and pull down my panties. You know what comes next, don't you? A lick.
Lick.
Oh, how I miss that tongue of yours. Oh, and all the little things you think while you serve me. Submit to me. Think it. Think that you're all mine. And that I own you. There you go. That's what I like to hear. I'm gonna give you a little reward by throwing you onto the bed and getting comfortable on your face. That's right. You just continue to do your job down there. Look up at me, though. Oh, I love how you look at me all helpless from down there. That's it. That's my good little slave. Fuck. I missed you, my good little slave. I missed you so much. I miss the way your tongue stroked my clit, working me up to orgasm. Are you gonna make your mistress come? Like a good little slave. Like the good boy that you are. Oh, fuck. I'll just keep doing that. Exactly that. And you're gonna make your mistress come all over your face. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Just like that. Oh, fuck. That was perfect. You are perfect, my little slave. Something about you just makes me want to burrow into that pretty little head and never come out of it. I'm cordially invited. Oh, I know, honey. Thanks. How about you give me a kiss now? Oh, you can't move up to me? Well, why is that? Can't be me pushing you down onto the bed with my magic now, can it? Guess I'll have to do all the work and come down to you. But, as a punishment, I'll push you down even harder. Oh, you love this, don't you? Completely helpless, unable to move. I feel this pressure. Feel me on top of you. In control of you. Can you feel my powers caressing your thighs? Moving up to that juicy ass of yours. You know what's coming, don't you? Tell me. Say what I'm gonna do to you next. Exactly. I'm gonna fuck your ass. Let me enter you. Feel me enter you. Relish in the sensations as I explore your insides without even touching them. Oh, yes. Squirm underneath me. That's right, pet. Oh my. I think I found the prostate, didn't I? Fuck. It's intoxicating to see you like this. It just makes me want to take your cock into my pussy and... fuck you from all sides at once. You are completely encased by me now. My magic ravaging your ass. And pinning you down underneath me. My pussy devouring your cock. My tongue down your throat. The only thing we're missing is my hand on that throat, right? Beg me. Do it.
You can't resist me. I command it.
There you go. You're so fucking hot without free will. Let me just squeeze you then. That's it. You're all mine now. All perfect. How hard are you gonna come? You don't have to tell me, darling. I already know. This is going to be... the best orgasm you've had in your life. With my hand on your throat and my magic fucking your ass and your cock encased in my wet, hot pussy. Come on. I want you to come for me. Come for your mistress. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come again too. My slave. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Wow. That was intense. You really liked the mind control part, didn't you? You know what's kind of weird, though? Making you do it feels so good, even though I know you would have done it anyways. But it hits different when you don't have a choice. Of course, I'd never make you do anything you don't want to. We can push limits, but only the soft ones. And I will, darling. But you'll remain yourself. Don't worry. Owning a person, not a thing, is where I get my kicks from. Owning you, specifically. You're so cute when you look all embarrassed like that. Let's just cuddle a bit more. I can stay the night, right? That's what I thought.